The forecast for Georgia's Bank. From the northeast channel to the Great South Channel, including the waters east of Cape Cod, to the Hague Line, for this afternoon, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots decreasing to 10 knots or less. Seas 3 to 5 feet subsiding to 2 to 4 feet. Highest winds and seas near the Hague Line. For tonight, variable winds 10 knots or less. Seas 2 to 3 feet. And for Friday, variable winds 10 knots or less early, becoming southwest 10 to 15 knots during the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet. The forecast for south of New England, from the Great South Channel to Hudson Canyon, including the waters south of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Island, out to 1,000 fathoms. For this afternoon, north winds 10 knots or less, becoming variable. Seas 2 to 3 feet. For tonight, variable winds 10 knots or less, becoming southwest. Seas 1 to 2 feet. And for Friday, south to southwest winds increasing to 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet.
Endangered northern right whales are known to be present in the vicinity of Ladonia Canyon and southeast of Nantucket, or in a 14 nautical mile radius around a position of 40 degrees 24 minutes north, 67 degrees 14 minutes west. Mariners are urged to maintain a sharp lookout and use caution around right whales. Approach closer than 500 yards is prohibited and may result in a violation of federal or state law.
Here are 1 p.m. conditions across southern New England's coastal waters. Off the east coast of New Hampshire and Massachusetts, at Isle of Shoal Tower, the wind was south at 8 knots. At Boston Buoy, located 16 nautical miles east of Boston, the wind was south at 4 knots. Seas were 1 foot every 7 seconds, and the water temperature was 62 degrees. At Gulf of Maine Buoy, located 85 nautical miles east of Portsmouth, the wind was west at 8 knots. Seas were 1 foot every 8 seconds, and the water temperature was 60 degrees. To the south and east of Cape Cod, the report from Nantucket Buoy was not available. At Georgia's Bank Buoy, located 170 nautical miles east of Hyannis, the wind was northwest at 10 knots. Seas were 3 feet every 5 seconds, and the water temperature was 63 degrees. And off the south coast of New England and Long Island, at Buzzards Bay Tower, the wind was southwest at 4 knots. At Long Island Buoy, located 33 nautical miles south of Islip, the wind was north at 4 knots. Seas were 2 feet every 5 seconds, and the water temperature was 73 degrees. Here is the coastal marine forecast, issued at 10:15 a.m. Thursday, September 6th. The forecast for Vineyard Sound, Buzzards Bay, Rhode Island Sound, Black Island Sound, and for coastal waters from Nantucket to Martha's Vineyard, to Black Island to Montauk, New York, southeast 20 nautical miles, for this afternoon, south wind 10 to 15 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet. For tonight, southwest wind around 10 knots, seas 1 to 2 feet. And for Friday, southwest wind around 15 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet. The forecast for Narragansett Bay, for this afternoon, south wind around 10 knots, waves near 1 foot. For tonight, southwest wind 10 knots or less, waves less than 1 foot. And for Friday, southwest wind around 15 knots, waves around 1 foot. The extended outlook for the coastal waters, from Nantucket, Massachusetts to Montauk, New York, including all bays and sounds, for Friday night through Monday, wind less than 25 knots through Sunday. Wind may approach 25 knots Sunday night into Monday. This is NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, broadcasting the latest weather forecasts, warnings, and other weather information, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Station WXJ39 serves the city of Providence and nearby portions of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, including the adjacent coastal waters. We are broadcasting at a frequency of 162.400 MHz from the WPRO tower located in Johnston, Rhode Island. Weather information, including our broadcast schedule, is also available on our webpage, located at www.wpro.org. MWS dot NOAA dot gov forward slant ER forward slant box. You may contact us by phone or mail as well. Our phone number is area code 508-828-2672, and our mailing address is 445 Miles Standish Boulevard, Taunton, Massachusetts, 02780. The current time is 2:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. High pressure over the region this morning gave southern New England mostly clear skies. After having lows that were generally in the 40s this morning, temperatures had climbed to the upper 60s to low 70s by noon. With this large high pressure system in control of our weather, sunny days and clear nights will be the rule through most of the weekend. As the high moves to the south of New England, we will gradually warm up. In fact, a big warm up is expected on Saturday, with temperatures climbing to 85 to 90 by then, which is 5 to 10 degrees above normal. The next chance of any rain looks like it will come late Sunday night or on Monday. The forecast for interior Rhode Island, including the city of Providence, for today, mostly sunny. Highs 75 to 80. Light wind becoming west and increasing to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog late. Lows in the mid-50s. Light wind. For Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Light wind becoming southwest and increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Friday night, mostly clear with patchy fog late. Lows around 60. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs 85 to 90. And for Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. The forecast for coastal Rhode Island, for today, sunny. Highs 70 to 75. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles an hour becoming southerly this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows 55 to 60. Light and variable wind. For Friday, mostly sunny. Highs 75 to 80. Light and variable wind becoming southwest late in the morning and increasing to 10 to 20 miles an hour. For Friday night, mostly clear with patchy fog late. Lows in the lower 60s. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 80. And for Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 60s. The extended forecast for the Providence metropolitan area, for Sunday, partly cloudy until midnight, then cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs in the mid-80s. For Monday, cloudy with a chance of showers during the day, then partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s and highs in the mid-70s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s and highs in the upper 70s. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s and highs in the mid-70s. Elsewhere around the region at 1 p.m., in Rhode Island, at Lincoln, the temperature was 70 degrees, and the wind was west at 5 miles an hour. At Quonset Point, it was mostly sunny, the temperature was 72 degrees, and the wind was southeast at 6 miles an hour. At Newport, it was sunny, the temperature was 69 degrees, and the wind was calm. At Westerly, it was clear, the temperature was 70 degrees, and the wind was south at 10 miles an hour. At Block Island, the temperature was 70 degrees, and the wind was calm. In southeastern Connecticut, at Groton, it was sunny, the temperature was 71 degrees, and the wind was variable at 3 miles an hour. And in southeastern Massachusetts, at New Bedford, light rain was falling, the temperature was 71 degrees, and the wind was variable at 3 miles an hour. At Taunton, it was sunny, with a temperature of 72. Here are 1 p.m. weather conditions in other nearby locations. In southern New England, at Hartford, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 71. At Worcester, it was sunny, with a temperature of 69. At Boston, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 71. At Hyannis, it was sunny, with a temperature of 69. In northern New England, at Portland, it was sunny, with a temperature of 72. At Concord, it was sunny, with a temperature of 71. At Montpelier, it was sunny, with a temperature of 68. At Burlington, it was sunny, with a temperature of 70. At Mount Washington, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 45 degrees, and the wind was northwest at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 24. And in eastern New York, at Albany, it was sunny, with a temperature of 72. At New York City, it was sunny, with a temperature of 73.